And so, we had discussed previously, we had discussed that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that were Misnabi for Klal Yisrael. Many of the Nevi'im we know because they show up in Tanakh, but many of them we don't know. And those are largely the fathers of these people, of these great tzaddikim, Yirmiyahu and Hanamel. The fathers of these people were also Nevi'im. And they don't show up explicitly in Tanakh. So the Gemara wants to know, Bishlam inhu mifarshi. I understand these Nevi'im, the Nevi'im that we know about, Yirmiyahu and David and, you know, Vechulei. These are Nevi'im that we know about, Elisha and Eliyahu, Vechulei, Vechulei. Elava asayhu, but their fathers, Minalan. How do we know that their fathers are also Nevi'im, as they are counted as part of the 48? So the Gemara says, Kedu'ula, it's like Ula says, the Amar Ula, kol makam sheshmo v'shem aviv b'nevi'os. Anytime we are visiting these Nevi'im in the context of their Nevi'os, and they are, the pasuk is also stating their father's name, Biyadua, it is known, Shehu Navi ben Navi, that he is not only a Navi himself, but he's also the son of a Navi. Shmo velo shem aviv, if his name is listed, but his father's name is not, Biyadua, Shehu Navi velo ben Navi. It is known then that he is a Navi, but his father was not a Navi. Shmo v'shem Iro, if it has his name and his city where he's from, then mefurish v'shem Iro mefurish, his city is explicit. Biyadua shehu me'oso ha'ir, then we know that he was misnabi for that particular city, and he was a navi for that town, that area. Shmo v'lo shem Iro, if however it says his name but does not say where he's from, biyadua shehu mi'Yerushalayim, then it's known that his nevuah was particular to Yerushalayim. B'maslisa Tana, it is stated in a Braisa, Kol shemasav u'maisei avosav stumen. Anytime you have a Navi who has, anytime you have a person whose actions and whose father's actions are unclear, meaning that we don't really know anything about them other than the fact that the pasuk states that they are Nevi'im, and yet the pasuk says a shvach about them, as we'll see. Kegon Dibur Hashem Asher Haya El Tzafania Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia, the Dvar Hashem that was with Tzafania, the son of Kushi, the son of Gedalia. We don't know anything about Tzafania. There is no mention of Tzafania in Nevi'im Rishonim. There's no mention of any of the Tzafania. Tzafania is the first time that Tzafania comes up is in Sefer
Torah.
Tzafania. Tzafania. He's one of the Treyasser. So, he's one of the Treyasser, Tzafania.
Of course. I wouldn't have any other one.
Anyway. Then Biyadua Shehu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. So then we know that he's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. So Tzafania himself was a Tzadik, and Kushi, his father, was a Tzadik, and so too was Gedalia. V'chol Shepar L'cha Kasu V'ech Mehem L'gnai. And any time the Pasuk states one of them in a degrading, in a negative light, Kegon Vayihi Bachodesh Hashvi, was in the seventh month, by Yishmol ben Nesanya ben Elishama. Yishmol, the son of Nesanya, the son of Elishama, came. And who was he? What bad thing did he do?
I do not know.
He killed Gedalia.
I was going to ask you, so this Gedalia ben Achikam is the Gedalia?
Yes, I believe it is. I believe it is the Gedalia ben Achikam. Mm-hmm. And
I thought it came at the end of like the Bayit Sheni period. When we
yeah, he did.
But there was
no Bayit Sheni. No. Gedalia was. I'll tell you when Gedalia was. Gedalia was. No, he wasn't Bayit Sheni. Gedalia. When was Gedalia? I'm trying to put him in context. When was he killed? He was killed after, it was after Churban Bayis Rishon.
Uh-huh.
It was after Churban Bayis Rishon.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Somebody was killed right before him, and I don't remember who it was. Before Gedalia ben Achikam.
Yeah.
Who was killed before him? There was a king that was killed before him. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember the story, but do you remember who killed Gedalia?
Yishmael ben Netanyahu.
Very good. Yishmael ben Netanyahu ben? Elishama?
There's two different girsos. One is Netanyahu and one is Netanya.
Ah, very good. So okay.
The left winger say Netanyahu.
Netanyahu gets blamed for everything.
I love it.
What did Netanyahu say at 8 o'clock? Does anyone know?
I don't know. He was speaking at 8 o'clock? All right.
Never mind. Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Who's Netanyahu? Netanyahu?
This is him.
Anyway, the Gemara continues. We are now on the fifth wide line. Amar Rav Nachman. New sugya, you can get yourself right into it. Rav Nachman says, Malachi ze Mordechai. So we know that Malachi was one of the latter Nevi'im Achronim, right? He's in the he's at the very end of the Treyasar. Chagai Zacharya Malachi. So Malachi is the last one. Malachi is actually Mordechai, says Rav Nachman. However, we're going to see that that's impossible. V'lamanikar Shmo Malachi. Why was he called Malachi? Shahaya Mishne LaMelech, because he was second in command to the Melech. And so I guess from the fact that his name is Malachi, or that he was called Malachi, and a Malach is like second in command, so to speak, to Hashem. That's the way I understand it. So a Malach is like second; he takes his commands from Hashem. So too, the Mishne LaMelech takes his commands directly from the Melech, or he's second to the Melech, so therefore Mordechai, who was second in command, the Mishnah LaMelech, they called him Malachi.
Wait, so however, he was the last Navi? Or he was...
According to Rav Nachman, he was one of the last Malachim. Nevi'im. Meisvei, but the Gemara is going to reject it outright. Meisvei, the Brisa says, Baruch ben Neria, Visarya ben Masya, really should be Machsia, Udaniel, Umordechai Balsham, Vechaga Zacharia Umalachi. Notice that the Brisa here is stating Mordechai and Malachi. Kula Nisnabu Bishna Shemis Rila Daryavesh. They were all Misnabe in the second year of Daryavesh. Daryavesh is Daryavesh the Persian. Okay, this is the second Daryavesh. So obviously, if the Brisa is listing Mordechai and Malachi, it can't be that Malachi is Mordechai. So Tiyufta says the Gemara, you got me. Okay, so Rav Nachman was clearly
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Right. That came a little bit later.
Who's Mordechai Balsham?
What?
Who's Mordechai Balsham?
Mordechai Balsham, that's Mordechai.
What's Balsham? What's that
name? I don't know.
Where did that name come from?
I don't know. Nickname.
Maybe it was a different Mordechai.
Gemara doesn't say that. Mordechai Balshan. I don't know. I don't know what the Balshan is. Balshan. Belushi. 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 Belushi.
What was Rav Nachman thinking when he said
No heckish there.
That,
no heckish.
Mordechai was Malachi. What was his basis?
Rav Nachman, that Mordechai was... Well, because the basis was that Malachi is a Lashon of second in command, and Mordechai was second in command.
No, but what I meant is, what was also his basis to excuse what we just heard?
He didn't know that Brisa.
He didn't know that Brisa. Had he known that Brisa, he would never have said what he said. He was throwing out an educated guess, but it was not correct. Uh-huh. He must have had some. I'm assuming he had some kind of Kabbalah that Malachi was Mordechai, but the Brisa definitely does waste with that. You know, I'm going to be telling your father you're having caffeine like this at 8:30 at night, and that's why you're not getting to sleep at night, and v'chule v'chule. Okay, I don't care. Anyway,
he's in the morning. He's trying to get business both ends.
Exactly. Excellent. Okay. All right. Tanya. We learned in a braise. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Malachi ze Ezra. There you go. Malachi is Ezra. B'chachamim amrim Malachi shmo. There's another there that says, no, Malachi is Malachi. He's just Malachi. Stop trying to excuse him for somebody else. He ain't. He's just Malachi. What's the problem with just calling him Malachi?
I have no problem.
Anyway, Amar Rav Nachman, now Rav Nachman comes along. This is, there are Shino Girsolos over here, because Rav Nachman before had said that Malachi was Mordechai, so it can't be the same guy. This is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, according to the Gilyon.
I'm sorry, Malachi, was around the time of Korban Bayis Rishon?
No. Chagas Charmel, Malachi... No, they were around during the Bayis Sheni.
So Malachi was born after Chorban Bayis Rishon?
I want to say because it was 70 years.
And he became a prophet in Babel?
He became a prophet in Babel.
This is Ezra. We're saying it's Ezra. Ezra lived in Babel.
Yeah. Ezra lived in Babel before he came down to, he brought down the people before he was Ola Lerega. Remember, he was Ola with the, with some of the Jews who came with him. So he did, my assumption is that that all these guys came.
So that means, they were saying that he became a prophet in Babel? Wow.
I don't know. If you're going to say that Malachi is Ezra, then yeah.
Let's connect our Masorah.
That's pretty radical. I didn't know that was possible.
Radical, like the way we use 80s radical, radical, like extreme?
Extreme. Okay. I understood that if the prophet had been alive at the time of Chorban Bayis Rishon, then was exiled to Babel.
Yeah,
it's
a good
Babel,
question. I don't know the answer. Yeah, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Prophet should start in Babel. That's I never heard of that.
Yeah, okay. It is unusual. Yeah, it's usually like you say. I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. Usually you're right. You do have to be a Navi, and I don't know exactly. I don't know the rules about that. The last time I received my Navua, it was in Eretz Yisrael, so I can't really answer that.
You have to be modest about it.
What?
You have to be modest about it.
I can't. It just exudes
Navi and the Gog.
I don't want to tell people.
I got it all. Anyway, Rav Nachman Mistabra Kamanda Amar Malachi Ze Ezra. It's mistaber to say that Malachi is Ezra, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha wanted to say. Why? Dichsiv ben Avios Malachi, because in Malachi it says, and for those of you who are learning Nachyomi, we're at the end of Zechariah, so this is very exciting stuff. This is Malachi, he's coming up. Bagda Yehuda v'toeva nesta b'Yisrael. This is not such a good nevuah. Maybe we shouldn't be looking forward to this. Anyway, Bagda Yehuda, Yehuda was traitorous. V'toeva nesta b'Yisrael, and they did an abomination in Yisrael, ubi Yerushalayim, ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem, because Yehuda desecrated the holiness of Hashem, asher ahav, who loved him, ubaal bas el nechar, and he was Boel, he had relations with non-Jewish women.
Who was this?
And Malachi. Malachi was being misnabe. Yes, he was being misnabe about the fact that Klal Yisrael were being Boel Bas Nech.
I thought it was Malachi who was doing this.
No.
Chas v'shalom.
I'm going to strike that from the record.
Yeah, but the Jews did intermarry.
But Doris is going to be down with Doris. You know that.
Nobody McCobbles what. Nobody McCobbles what.
Disguise your voice.
Nobody McCobbles what I say anyway.
What?
They did intermarry about it.
Yes! They did intermarry. That was the Bayis Sheni Machla. Intermarriage was a Bayis Sheni Machla.
The ones that came back,
which
to
is our
the temple had
until Ezra had his way, and we'll see
why.
Uman Afrish Nashim Nachris. Who was the one who separated the Jewish men from their non-Jewish wives? Ezra. That was from the Shiksas. Ezra Dichsev Vayan Shachanya ben Yechiel ben Elam. Vayomer leEzra Shachanya ben Yechiel mibnei Elam said to Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu be'elokeinu. We have violated Hashem, the Noshav Nashim Nachrios, and we have settled upon non-Jewish women. So we see that there's a connection between the machlos that existed in the times of Malachi and Ezra. So it's safe to say that Ezra was in fact Malachi, and Malachi was Ezra, they're one and the same, because they're being misnabi about the same machla in the door. Okay. At any rate, Tanu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon learned. Arba Noshim Yafya. I'm looking around and I've got nobody new, so I'm just going to go on.
I can get him at the table over there.
Yeah, maybe. I was looking. What? Nothing. It's an old joke. It's an old joke. Arba
Noshim. But you changed your accent to Tanu Rabbanon.
Okay. I'm glad you noticed. Arba Noshim Yafya Sayu Ba'olam. This is very interesting. The Gemara says there were four beautiful women in the world. Who were they? Sarah, Avigail, Racha, and Esther. Sarah, Avigail, Racha, and Esther. Ulamanda Amar Esther Yirak Rokes Haisa. Remember, we had a Dea that said that actually she wasn't beautiful at all. That Esther was called Hadassah because she was green. She had a very green complexion. So that's not very beautiful. According to that Manda Amar, what do we do? Mapik Esther, take out Esther, Uma'ail Vashti, and put in Vashti. Vashti was incredibly beautiful. So so you can replace one for the other.
Is this Sarah talking about Sarah Menu?
Sarimenu, right? And we said that Sarimenu, we had a Gemara in Daf, maybe Yudalad or Yudgimel, that Sarimenu was called Yiska. And one opinion was she was called Yiska because HaKol Sochen B'Yafya. Everybody was like so entranced. They were so, Sochen literally means to sach is to rub. They were rubbed with her beauty. So Sarah is one of them. But what's interesting is that we have many instances of Jewish, of beautiful women. For example, Rivka, it says, Tovas Mareh. By Rachel, it says, Yefas Toar v'Yefas Mareh. So where are they? Why are they not considered beautiful? Tosas asks a different kasha. Tosas says, Kasha amaylo chashiv chava. What about chava? The Ha'amrinim, we have a Gemara in Bava Basra that says, Sarah lifnei chava, that Sarah versus Chava was kekof bifnei Adam, was like a monkey compared to an Adam. In other words, that she did not hold a candle. Sarah did not hold a candle to the beauty of Chava. So what's the pshat? How can you leave out Chava in this conversation of the four beautiful women? So it says Tosfos, it's very interesting, V.H. Leimar, Delo chashiv ela osan hanoldos me'isha. It's only counting the women that were born from a woman, not a woman that was born from Hashem. I guess it's to say that if you were crafted by Hashem directly, then it's not a chiddush to say that you're beautiful. You can't get more beautiful than the actual direct handiwork of God. That would not be a chiddush. But these four women who came from other women were also beautiful. Yeah, no, we are.
That was like a Sunday preacher statement.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. That was very, very Al Sharpton like.
That was like Don King in the movie. Yeah,
Mom is the first woman, so she introduced everything into the world. Beauty, not beauty. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a fascinating Gemara. I don't know what to do with all these questions about it and what this really means. If Yafios Hayu, that they were beautiful, I don't know exactly what that means. And I also don't know, according to the Mandarma that says that Esther was one of them, because she wasn't a Yarkrokis. So then, what about Vashti? If we're saying if the other opinion says that Vashti deserves to be in there, so then why does the other opinion say that Vashti does not?
It's not like you have to select four.
Right, you have to select four, right.
It's not a makalokas amongst 20.
You're right, 100%. I should have been clarified that. The Kabbalah is that there were four. Right. So you have to select four, so then of your top four, it's like a, you know, it's like the, what,
like
the beauty count.
Like first round draft picks.
It's like, it's exactly like first round draft picks if you think about it.
What is the one that puts Esther on the list, okay?
What?
Vashti was number five.
Vashti was number five, yeah. Okay. Fifth round pick, yeah. Fifth round pick.
I'm sorry, it's just a mathematical calculation. It's just.
Yeah. Mathematical calculation. Tana Rabbanan. Rachav Bishma Zinsa. What does that mean? This means Rachav, with just her name, people were Mizana. What does it mean? They were Mizana. Lachor means that they lusted after Rachav just by the mere mention of her name. Gemara will clarify
that. She died at Tzedekis, right? She did.
Rachav, we have over here that she married Yoshua. We have it down here. Well, for you, we have it over here.
Right.
that she married Yoshua, and then she was Miskayeres, and that she married Yoshua. So, yes, she was a tzaddikus at the end. But during her znus time, right? Then just by the name, mentioning the name Rachav, people were mezana, meaning that they lusted.
That's right. Many Nevi'im came from her.
From Rachav.
Many Nevi'im, I think, descended from Rachav.
Well, Huldah HaNevi'ah came from Rachav.
This is like a
Mark. Right? That's what the Gemara said.
Didn't we learn that Rachav and Yehoshua only had girls, not boys? In the previous Gemara?
Yes, you are 100% correct. You are 100%
correct. Is it not accurate?
Is the Gemara that we learned not accurate?
Is there something not accurate about it, or is it a wrong opinion, and there's another opinion that they have boys?
No. Why are you saying that?
Because I thought that...
Don't listen to anything he said. Tonight is not his night. We're not going to listen to him tonight. Okay? Yael.
You're shilling for my wife?
Yael Bekola. Now, Yael, people lusted after Yael just with her voice. Avigail Bizchirasa. Avigail, people lusted after Avigail with just her, just by thinking of her, by remembering her. And Michal Bashaul Beriyasa. Michal Bashol, people lusted after with by viewing her. Just by seeing her, people lusted after her. Now, some of these people are also not listed among the four that we mentioned before. What?
What is the point?
I don't know what the point is.
Wait a minute.
The Gemara is going to clarify that.
Don't remember Abigail, and don't look at Michal.
The Gemara is going to qualify that.
Look at Michal. She's in the kever.
Okay, you're luck.
The Gemara is going to qualify all of this. So don't get your trousers all bunched up here. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol ha'omer rachav miyad nikri. Rabbi Yitzchak says anybody who says rachav, you say rachav twice, so then you automatically see Keri. You have an emission. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, Ana Amina Rachav Lo Ichbasli. I can say Rachav, it doesn't affect me. So what's the pshat? So Amalei, so he says to him, Kika Amina, when do I say? And when you say Rachav, you're going to see Keri. That's only Biyod'ah if you know her, i.e. if you slept with her. Or B'makira, or if you know her, if you know her intimately, so then the mention of her twice is going to be is going to cause trouble. There was a horror picture about this in the 80s about Candyman or something like that. If you say Candyman three times, but I don't think it's coming off of this.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything.
We got Al Sharpton, Dom King, and Candyman.
Wait, is it Bioda? Uvimakira? Ubioda Vimakira? Is it and or or?
Right, I read it as or, but it could be and. It's irrelevant because you can't know her and she's been thousands of years, exactly. So it's not really relevant. Now, to your question, I don't know the answer. Why do we really care? Why do we care that there were four beautiful women? I don't know. Like,
about Rachav? Did we learn this somewhere?
Well, we had Rachav in the previous daf, but we never had about Rachav. Oh, maybe it was a Gemara in Tainis Taka. You might be right. It is Gemara and Tainis Daf Hey Amid Beis. Unbelievable! This guy's got a memory. That is gewaldig. That was exactly 45 weeks ago. It was 43 weeks ago. Wow, that was almost a year. Shkoyach. Unbelievable. I am very impressed. Wow, you got to tell your wife about this one tonight. I'm very impressed with you. Wow, and I even gave you a pat on the back. Tell her I gave you a pat on the back.
Don't tell her the details.
No details. No details. No details. She does not need to know.
There was a Gemara.
She does not need to know what we are talking about when we are learning Gemara. What? Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Weiter with the Megillah.
You couldn't forget
Rabbi. Exactly. Rabbi, you couldn't forget her. You see that?
Yaakov, the perfect timing. Gewaldig. See that? It worked. Rachav, you can't do anything about it.
Unbelievable. Okay. Mordechai yadaz kol asher nasa. Back to the Megillah. The Mordechai knew about everything that happened. My, what is this in reference to? Amarav says the following Gemaras are awfully strange. Okay, they're awfully strange. I will offer a hesber. You can take it or leave it. I don't know exactly what this is doing, but Amarav says Amar Mordechai said Gava Haman me Achashverosh. Haman has transcended Achashverosh. He's even greater than Achashverosh. That's what he was so upset about. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says Gavar Malka Ilah Mimalka Tasa. The upper Malchus, the upper kingdom, has ruled over the lower kingdom, which is really a euphemism that means the opposite. That Shmuel says that Mordechai was Tischalchal. What does that mean? It means she wilted. She became very weak.
Isn't that true? It's really not clear. That's a very unusual expression.
Yes, very unusual expression. Now, what does the Gemara say about this? Maivatis chalchal. Right. Amarav Shapir Sanida. She became a Nida, meaning Shlo Bizmana. Okay? Rav Yirmiya Amar Shahutrichal Nekaveha. Rav Yirmiya says much worse, that she actually soiled herself. Now, what is going on here?
What is the context when all this happened?
This is when they find out that the Jews are going to be destroyed. Haman and Achashverosh have their little powwow, and they've decided that this is what's going to happen.
The Gzera was Nigzer.
So this is when Mordechai finds out about it. Esther is devastated. And it says that A, Mordechai was despondent. He was despondent to the point where Rav and Shmuel say that he was saying that everything is Haman is greater than Achashverosh, and the lower kingdom is greater than the upper kingdom, and then Esther soils herself. And I don't think it's very strange. It's very strange. So what I would posit here is that really all of this is one and the same. That is to say, that when Mordechai was saying, according to Rav and Shmuel, either that the lower kingdom has triumphed over the upper kingdom, or Haman is greater than Achashverosh, is Mordechai, you understand, is a Navi. Okay? So Mordechai has some kind of nevuah, some kind of understanding as to how things are going to play out, and as to how we're going to have a Yeshua. And so, Mordechai is thinking, we have this Achashverosh, and now I'm going to put my wife, Esther, in position to help the Yeshua with Achashverosh. So this seems like everything is going as planned. Now, Haman comes along, convinces Achashverosh to kill the Jews, and Mordechai's like, nothing makes sense anymore. This is not going according to plan. And he realizes everything is topsy-turvy. The lower kingdom is obviously triumphing over the upper kingdom, meaning Hashem has lost control, kavayachol, if you could say such a thing, or right, and that's why he's saying Haman is triumphed over Achashverosh, meaning I have no idea what's going on anymore. So Mordechai is totally despondent, and he's in hysterics because he has no idea what is going on, and nothing makes sense. And it says in that very pasuk, Mordechai yadas kol asher nasa. It says at the very end, Vayitzak tzaka gedola umara. He cried out bitterly. And Tzaka, it says in the Sharim B'Tfilah, Rav Pinkus points out that Tzaka is a lashon of hysteria. Tzaka is when you're calling out for help and nobody's helping. And Mordechai right now is in a state of, I'm calling out to Hashem for help, and there's no response. And he's completely navocha, he's completely confused and despondent, and he's crying out in complete hysteria without any sense of what's going on. And Esther is the very same way. What happens if a person soils himself? Why? A person loses control of bodily functions when? When he's in a state of deep and extreme anxiety, nervousness, depression. And this is Esther Amalka, who's obviously an incredible balas bitachon, but she realizes nothing makes sense anymore. There's no rhyme or reason to what's going on, and so she's soiling herself, pure sanida. She's completely lost control of everything because her bitachon is completely shot. Everything is completely, completely lost. And this is the state of the Jewish people of completely va'ir shushan navocha. It is this complete confusion. I think that's what's going on here. Anyway, that's the only way I can possibly understand why the Gemara is teaching me that she's soiling herself. What is the Vart? I think the Vart is that is representative of the fact that she has lost control of any reason or understanding of what Hashem is orchestrating here. And it's a state of complete confusion. And if you've ever been in a state where you feel like you're completely at a loss. Nobody, like you feel like even Hashem's not answering, like Hashem's not there. If a person's ever been that depressed, that's the loneliest feeling, to feel like even God has, God forbid, abandoned you. And perhaps that's what's going on in this Gemara. Anyway, Batikra Esther l'Hasach. Esther then calls out to Hasach. Amarav, who is Hasach? Hasach is Daniel. That's Daniel. Daniel's here. V'lamanik Rishmo Hasach. Interesting, why is he called Hasach? Shechatchu migdulaso, because they cut him down from his godless, meaning he had a very high position, and at this point in time, he was cut down. Ushmul Amar, the opposite, that he's called Hasach, shekol divrei malchus nechtach in alpiv. Hasach and chatach are similar, and so all the divrei malchus are cut on his mouth, meaning he has he has a very large say in what goes on in the Malchus. And she sends Hasach to Mordechai to find out Ladas Mazev Yal Mazev, what is going on. The lashon of Mazev Yal Mazev is strange. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Sholcholo Shema Avru Yisrael Al Chamishichum Sheitorah. Did Klal Yisrael violate that which is written in the Chamishichum Sheitorah, the Chsib, where it says, Mizeh U'mizeh Heim Ksuvim. Now that's Mazeh V'yal Mazeh is Mizeh. Mizeh U'mizeh Heim Ksuvim. So that's perhaps what she was referencing. Vayagidu leMordechai. Hasach did not mention this to Mordechai. So she sent Hasach, but Hasach did not carry out his shlichus because vayagidu. They seems other shluchim did so. Ve'ilu ihu lo azel lagabe. But he Hasach did not go to Mordechai, even though Esther Amalka sent him to do so. Mikan, from here we learn she'ein meshivan al kalkala. We do not send people to give over bad news. And so Hasach refused to give over the bad news because it was a terrible report that she was giving to Mordechai, and therefore he refused to do it. Esther says to Mordechai, Lech kenosis kol ha-Yehudim, gather all the Jews together, v'tzumu alai, and I want you to fast for me. Ad asher lo kedas, right? I'm going to go to the king, asher lo kedas. In a very unusual manner, shall we say. Rabbi Abba, Shalok Kedas Hayosh B'chol Yom V'yom Ad Achshav. It's going to be a very unusual way that I go to the king. Because Ad Achshav Ba'onis, V'achshav K'biratzon. Until now, everything I had been doing with the king was Ba'onis. But now, it's Baratzon, meaning I am doing it willingly. I'm willingly going to the king and being with the king. Because Asher Avadati Avadati, just like I am lost, I was lost, so too I am lost. I'll be there in a second. Kishem shavadati mi beis abba. So too, just like I lost my parents because she was an orphan. Kach oved mimcha. So too, I'm going to be lost from you because I'm now going to willingly and knowingly, with my own volition, in my own volition, I'm going to the king and I'm going to have a relationship with him. Yes.
Yeah. So the Vilna Gaon mentions that this. It's a ba'onis. She says every time I came ba'onis, it was a shade. And now that I'm going Baratzon,
this is me.
I'm worried.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, she was loyal with the shade all the time.
Right.
But now she's worried that now she's going Baratzon, you know, that it will really be him.
Wow. Wow. All right. I can also mention that we had a Vilna Gaon this now today. What?
I don't know if it's stupid, but I don't understand the difference between Ba'onis u'Baratzon, because in all cases it wasn't something she wanted to do, she had to do it. And I mean, when it was Ba'onis, he was raping her? I mean, what's going on?
The Gemara says that it has a lashon that she was parsha olam. She was completely passive. It appears here she was less than passive.
Uh-huh.
Or she was more active.
Okay.
Okay. Every other time she was with him, it was a very passive state. Karka olam.
I think the difference might be that Ba'onis meant that she never initiated it.
Could be. Yes. Yes, I agree.
Up until now.
This was initiated by her. Yes. Absolutely. I agree with that. Okay. Ba'yavor Mordechai. Mordechai passed over. What does it mean he passed over? Amarav Sheheavir Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. He actually passed over, meaning that he did not celebrate the first day of Pesach. Instead, Betinus, he fasted. Ushmuel Amar Da'avar or Kuma Damaya. What does it mean, Vayavor? It means that he passed over a body of water to grab the Yehudim from all parts of wherever he could to come fast with him. And that's what it means. Vayter, Vayhi Bayom Ashlishi Vatilbash Esther Malchus. We had this in the previous Amud, and the Gemara mentions it here again. Big day Malchus me boyle. What do you mean she was dressed in Malchus? Nobody dresses in Malchus. You dress in Big day Malchus. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Malamed Shalav Shesa Ruach HaKodesh. She was dressed with Ruach HaKodesh at this time. Ksiv Hacha Vatilbash. Here it says Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by Amasai, Ruach Lav Shesa Amasai. The Amasai was dressed with Ruach HaKodesh. I'm Rabbi Lazar of Chanina. These are all statements by Rabbi Lazar of Chanina, by the way, which is why some of them are tangential. But anyway, La'olam altihi birchas hedyot kalabeinacha. A person should never take a birchas hedyot lightly. Shaharishne gedoli hador birchum. Shnei Hadyotos. There were two Gedolei Hador who were blessed by two simple people, v'niskayim obahen. And the bracha was nevertheless niskayim with them, through them. The Eluhen, these are the two Gedolim, David v'Daniel. David, the bracha Arona. Arona blessed David. Arona was a simple person who blessed David, d'chsev, v'yomar Arona el ha-melech. Arona said to the king, David, Hashem Elokecha Yirtzecha, Hashem should be pleased from you. And that was a apparently Niskayim. And Daniel, the Brachia Daryavish, Daryavish, who was a simple person, even though he was a king, he was a simpleton in terms of his Avodas Hashem. He blessed Daniel, the Chsev Elokecha, the Ant Plachle Bitadira. Your God that you bow down to normally, Hu Yishiz Vinach, he should save you. And indeed, Hashem saved him. So that was those were two Gedolei Hador who were blessed by two simpletons, and the blessing came true. Now what's interesting is this Gemara seems to imply that if not for the brachas of these simpletons, the bracha would not have come true, which is a little bit strange. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Al tihi klalos hedyot kala beinecha. The klala of a simple person should not be light in your eyes either. Shahari Avimelech killed the Sarah, because Avimelech cursed Sarah. After Sarah, if you remember the whole incident with Avimelech, and Avimelech was blinded, and his nekavim, and all of the nekavim of his people were closed off. And then finally, when he let Sarah go, and Avraham davened on his behalf, they became opened again. But when Avimelech returns Sarah to Avraham, he says, Hinei hu lach kesus einayim. He should be for you a kesus einayim. It should be a covered eye. And v'neskayim bezara. And that curse that he was giving, a covered eye, meaning a blind eye, was neskayim in the zera of Sarah. Vayhi ki zake nitzach v'tichena einav. His eyes became dimmed. So there you have a klala that came true. So you don't want to get cursed. Do not try this at home. V'am Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina. Bo re'ei. Come and see. This Gemara is bizarre. I do not have an explanation for this Gemara. If anybody can explain it to me, you get 5 brownie points. If you accumulate 1,000,000 brownie points, you get nothing from me. So add that up. Okay? V'am Rabbi Chanina. Bo re'ei. Come and see. Shelo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Hashem does not act the way man acts. Midas basar v'dam. The way man acts is Adam shofes kedera. First, the man puts the pot on the stove. V'achar kach nosin l'toch hamayim. And then you put water in the pot. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin mayim v'achar shofes kedera. But Hashem first puts the water and then he puts the pot on the stove. L'kayim Hashem emar. This is like the pasuk says. L'kol titin hamon mayim b'shamayim. Hashem puts much water in the shamayim, and then the pasuk goes on to say, Vayal nesiyim miktzei aretz, and he puts up the clouds. So first he puts the water, then he puts the pot. Now I have no idea what this gemara means, and if anybody can tell me what this gemara means, I will even throw in an extra brownie point for that. Okay, so I'll make 6 brownie points if anybody gets to me.
A totally meaningless brownie point.
Right, it's essentially a meaningless brownie point. You get nothing for my points. You never get to cash them in, they're worth zilch.
You have to give a better price.
Okay. I don't know. If anybody, I haven't looked at the Marsh. I think I looked at the Marsh on this. I don't think there was anything on this. Maybe I'm wrong. If anybody has any Hasbro, I do not have it. I want to say that I went through the art school also on this. It was a little while ago. I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you talk to Rabbi Milinowitz?
I did not talk to Rabbi Milinowitz about this. We have not had discussions about this Tzvava Menalef yet. But if we do, I will let you know. Okay. If you would like to speak to Rabbi Milinowitz, or if you would like to email him, I will give you an extra brownie point. Okay? So you're really racking them up here.
Take out the word point. Let's leave the brownies on the
V'toymer Esther LaMelech b'shem Mordechai. I'm sorry. Go back a little bit. V'amar Rav Lezer Rav Chanina. We're in the last skinny line. Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro. Anybody who says a mimer in the name of the person who said it. In other words, don't just quote Torah, but quote it b'shmo. Maybe geula la'olam. You can bring geula to the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'toymer Esther LaMelech b'shem Mordechai. Esther told the king about the whole plot of Big Son Vaseresh, the big son, and because she said it b'shem Mordechai, she brought the geula. If not for the fact that she said b'shem Mordechai, the whole thing would have been null and void. V'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, tzaddik avad l'doro avad. When a tzaddik is lost, he is only lost to his generation. That is to say, that the tzidkus of a tzaddik, and the Torah of a tzaddik, and the chesed of a tzaddik, somehow impacts the world. It impacts the world, and it impacts the world l'dore doros. So, when we lose a tzaddik, it's only, the loss that we feel is only the fact that we no longer have the tzaddik with us. But the acts that the tzaddik has done over the course of his life affects generations and generations to come. And so he's only avad l'doro, but his actions are there forever. Mashal adam sh'avdulo margolios. It's like a mashal of somebody who loses pearls, loses gems. Kol makom shehi margolios shema. Anywhere the margolios are, it's a margolios, meaning anywhere, it could be anywhere in the world, but it's still a pearl, it's still a gem. Lo avda el labayla. When the guy says, I lost it, it's still there, it exists. It exists, it's just you lost it. So too, when it comes to the loss of a tzaddik, we know we mourn the loss of tzaddikim because our generation has lost the tzaddik. But the tzaddik's impact impacts not only that generation, but many generations to come and many, many worlds. It's a beautiful Gemara. V'chol zeh einenu shaveli. Haman says, all of the things that I have, and whenever the pasuk says the word zeh, Rashi often points out, zeh is a lashon of pointing to something concrete. V'chol zeh einenu shaveli. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, b'shah shera Haman es Mordechai. When Haman saw Mordechai Yoshe b'shar ha-melech sitting at the entrance of the king, Amar, he said, kol zeh einenu shaveli. All of these things are not worth anything to me. Because Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, I'm Rav Chizda, Zeba bepruzbuli, bezeba bepruzbuti. One person, i.e. Mordechai, came in a position of wealth, and Haman came in a position of poverty. As we know, there is a medrash that says that Mordechai and Haman were officers of Achashverosh, and they were sent out on a certain mission. And Haman miscalculated, and his troops were left without food. So he somehow miscalculated his provisions, and he was left without any food, and he was about to die. And he meets up with Mordechai, who's another officer, and he says, I need some of your provisions. And Mordechai says, absolutely, as long as you write yourself over to me, you're going to be my eved. And so Haman's possessions all were acquired by Mordechai at that time, and they wrote their shtar on the bottom of Mordechai's shoe, and that's that. Anyway, Haman became Mordechai's eved as a result. So he came from a position of poverty. So every time Haman, as great as he was by Achashverosh's standards, as long as he saw Mordechai Yoshe b'shar ha-melech, he was reminded of his poverty and of the and of that time where he was sold off as a slave. Amar Rapapa says, V'kor le'avda de Mizdavin. The Mizdavin b'talmi. They used to call him, they would call Haman, the servant who sold himself for bread. Because that's literally what he did. V'chol zeh einenu shaveli, melamed shekol gnazav shel osa rasha hakukin al libo. We said that zeh is a lashon of pointing to something concrete, and he would actually have his wealth literally on his chest, meaning he showed off his wealth. He added like something about him that he would actually physically show people about his wealth. And nevertheless, b'shah sheros Mordechai Yoshe b'shar ha-melech amar kol zeh einenu shaveli. Whenever he saw Mordechai Yoshe b'shar ha-melech, he said, this kol zeh einenu shaveli, nothing means anything to me. B'chol zman sheh, b'chol eish shani ro'eh is Mordechai. And with this, we will stop here. And we will pick up on Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem, Tesvav Amud Beis, and we are winding down the Agadic part of the Gemara. So, that's that.
Look at this one. Where's the tea got it from?